Hello folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and this is a continuation boo on my ongoing thoughts on my pilgrimage. And I'm quite flattered and struck by the interest that it's creating. I do audio boo, and I also talk about my pilgrimage on other media, social media. And I'm a big social media user, and as a lot of people who follow me know. And I was listening to Paul Omani blog on Audio Boo and Twitter, and his friend Jonathan from Think Tank. They were discussing my pilgrimage and initially the funding I'm looking at trying to acquire in some way to enable my pilgrimage to happen this year, so that I don't have to delay it yet again. And Paul's been very good with his suggestions in DM, and also now with a public boo. And a lot of interesting thoughts have come out of that discussion he's had with Jonathan. And these thoughts that I'm having now are expanding my ideas on how I can make my pilgrimage not just a pilgrimage for me, but possibly a pilgrimage for others too. And I was listening to the boo from Paul Omani blog, and I'll put the link to that under this boo, because it's well worth a listen. And there are various options, or at least various paths I can walk down to make my pilgrimage something more than I originally thought it was going to be or could be. Of course, I'm taking pilgrimage for myself, and this is the overriding factor, and the cost side of it is something that I could save for very hard, and I've been doing so, but something always comes up. And it was Paul that suggested that there might be another means of funding this, group funding or some such. And so with Paul and Jonathan from Think Tank talking about this and being very gracious and kind enough to boo about it, has given me a lot of food for thought. And I'm in talks with a couple of fellow social people I know of ways of making this pilgrimage something a little bit more dynamic, something that others can follow. And I'm trying to find a theme, or at least a focus for the pilgrimage, other than my own focus, as in how to bring this into a social media forum, integrating all sorts of media, my thoughts as I take pilgrimage, photographs, videos, audio, integrating this into a map of my route, which on that set level I have the options there using social hiking shareyouradventure.com. And so now I'm looking at ways of incorporating that into some form of website, some form of ebook on completion. I'm looking at ways of funding this, possibly speaking to my church as a Catholic, maybe even getting in touch with the Vatican, as Jonathan suggested there in the boo that Omani blog did. And I like the idea of a cross-denominational pilgrimage. Yes, I'm Catholic, but pilgrimage is undertaken by many people for all different reasons, people of faith and of none, and of different walks of faith and different walks of life. And to be able to make a pilgrimage that is a meaningful pilgrimage for me, that I can share that with others so that they can follow along and understand pilgrimage a little bit more, even if people have taken pilgrimage to share and reshare their adventures that they've already had, people who haven't taken pilgrimage who would like to, and people who can never take a pilgrimage for whatever reason. I'm making it cross-denominational, so that everybody is welcome and free to join in, because in this ecumenical era of faith, that's important. So again, if anybody's listening to me, and I know that a few are, please pass the word, spread the word. Talk about this, get some ideas. It would help me greatly, and it would help others, I think, too. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Paul Omani, and God bless you all.